This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberger, and joining me in the studio, three superintendents from area schools. Brian Dukes is here. Brian, how are you this morning?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Brian is the superintendent of Pontiac's District 429, and while we're on the subject of Pontiac, John Kilgore is here as well. He's the superintendent of Pontiac District 90. John, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for the opportunity.
And Jerry Ferris is here. He is the superintendent at Flanagan Cornell. How are you, sir?
Just fine. Thank you, Todd.
District 74 represented on this Thursday morning. Let's talk a little bit about the budget, gentlemen, because obviously I'm amazed that you haven't all quit and gone into retail or something, because the state has basically just left you high and dry. Superintendents are getting together to take action. So where do we even start?
Yeah, I think we've finally gotten to the point where we're coming together as districts across the state to organize the message that needs to go out to our community and importantly, our families, so they understand really where things are at. There's really three talking points that we want to share with our families, and we've continued to do that throughout the week to really make sure that message is heard loud and clear down in Springfield. So the three points, first being pass a budget, a simple state budget, so that way we know what we're going to be able to get moving forward. And obviously being able to fund the things that we need to fund. And we've about bled ourselves out at this point with not receiving those payments that we were promised to get. The second point is changing the funding formula. We've been talking about that now for the last 2 years, and we finally started to see some movement down in Springfield thanks to Jason Berkman, who is our state senator. Tom Bennett has also signed on the House side of things for the same bill. And we hope they continue to work on getting that bill passed so we can change the formula. And then the last point is pay us the money that is due for our reimbursement for special needs students and transportation. These services were provided for our special needs kids, as well as transporting our kids to and from school every single day. And we've yet to see a payment that's promised to us. And for Pontiac 429, that's $1 million that we're owed from the state of Illinois. And when you only have a $12 million budget, you can understand kind of the pain that we're going to start to feel and will continue to feel with not having that funding.
Can somebody define just how long has this been going on? Because this is not really a new thing, but it's hard to pinpoint just exactly when they actually stopped making payments. How far back does this go?
Well, as of this week, it's been 22 months since we've had a full state budget. Schools have been getting general state aid, but as was just mentioned, the key areas for reimbursement have not been reimbursed. So we have not been funded at a full level for many years, actually. When supposedly our general state aid is at full funding, it really isn't, because it's been frozen and at times many of those years prorated since 2009. So it's been a long time coming. It's actually to the point where, while we appreciate the work that our local legislators are doing for evidence-based funding and supporting schools, for our state, it's actually just embarrassing not to have a budget in place for 22 months.
Let's get Mr. Ferris in on the conversation. You're in a smaller district, Flanagan-Cornell, of course, a consolidated district, a rural area. Are you being hit harder, would you say, or is the blow just the same as for other schools?
Well, I think it's all relative. You know, it's a certain percentage of our overall budget that we're not getting. You know, for us right now, the state's behind about $300,000, and that's a pretty good chunk of change for us. But we have a 4.4 budget, and like Mr. Kilgore said, we've done without all those payments, and it makes it a little complicated when we're trying to do school finance anyhow and put a budget together, because when they have given us some of the money, it's not been the same school year that we're supposed to receive it. And so now we're supposed to put a budget together without the state having a budget. So we don't have any idea how much money we're going to be getting. It could be same, nothing. So for us, we don't have a lot of funds on hand, a lot of cash on hand. So it does make you look at hiring practices and your cost, your expenses. This is a tough spot. I've been doing this for quite some time, and this is probably one of the toughest spots we've been in with the state not putting any money in it.
We're talking with Jerry Ferris this morning. Those were his thoughts. Brian Dukes is here as well. John Kilgore is in the studio, too. They are all superintendents here in central Illinois. And we're talking about the fact that the state is just not coming through with its obligations. And one of the things that amazes me is we're not even hearing that there are meetings going on. Are you hearing anything? Are they meeting in Springfield, even trying to move these issues forward?
No, everything that we're hearing out of Springfield right now is it's a pretty much deadlock Everybody's just pretty much waiting for the other one to make a move or take a soundbite that they can then turn on the other person. There really doesn't seem to be much discussion, if at all any, taking place right now, which is even scarier. And I think that's where all the school districts and superintendents across the state have finally said enough already. We need to bring our communities into the loop of what's happening and the impact that it's going to have on us, not only currently, but moving forward. And that's where the discussion is taking place now and getting that information out. The impacts that we're seeing right now, even if we were to get caught up, it's going to be years before we're able to make up all the losses we've been taking year after year. So there's a long ways for us to go, and this is really the starting point for us moving forward.
You talk about bringing residents of the communities into the loop. How can you do that? How can the average person be a part of this and maybe light a fire under somebody in Springfield?
First of all, I want to make sure that we're talking about bipartisan support, so it doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on. We want both sides to come together for what's best for everything from the schools, and that includes higher education, who has been hit very hard, as well as, I mentioned earlier, the social services. So those things all play into it, whether you're on one side of the aisle or not. So contacting your legislators is something that we'll be talking to our faculty, staff, parents, our school community about to say, hey, we need some support on this, and we need to make sure we do what's right at this time. So we will be making a concerted effort to get people to contact their legislators to let them know where they stand.
When we talk about a lack of state funding for schools, the next thing that comes into people's minds is we're going to turn to the taxpayers and try to get funding levels that at least are manageable. Is that really an option? I mean, I've heard many school administrators say the problem is you can only go to the well so many times. You can only ask the taxpayers to do so much. Is that the situation you're in?
Well, I would say for the Flanagan Cornell communities, we are trying to keep everything pretty close to the same since we started that school district. We reorganized, and we've been pretty good about doing that. You know, the problem is that you can only ask for so much from your people, and we get great support from our communities. We don't have the local resources, you know, the businesses, let's say, like the suburbs, you know, Chicago suburbs. So sure. We do rely on our local money a lot. Probably 80%, close to 80% of our money for the school is from our local taxpayers. And so we really appreciate the support we've always gotten from those communities. And we've got a good place because of it, just like Pontiac schools, good school systems. But we can only do so much, and we can only ask them so much. We've got to have the state to pick up their part of the bargain. And they're really breaking the law as they do this because they're supposed to fund at least 50% of the education, and they're nowhere close to that. And so there are 18 schools out there that have a lawsuit against the state of Illinois because they don't have a budget in place and are not paying what they're supposed to pay. It's just a difficult spot. But I think, like Mr. Kilgore said and Mr. Dukes, when we are contacting you know, the community members, we want them to be actively involved too. We have things on our website. We want them to send emails. We encourage them to do that with our state senators and other legislators. So if we can get more people involved, we hope that it's going to get some results. The problem is you got people that are making the decisions on both sides of the aisle. That it's a power struggle, you know, and a lot of times they won't give anything up unless they have some personal gain. And that's the tough part about it. We've got good people, too. I really appreciate Jason Brickman, the job that he does. But we've got some others in there that it's just tough to deal with because they're not getting anything out of it.
I will give you a chance to answer critics of school systems. Often, any time we talk about school funding in any context, someone jumps up to say, if the schools would just cut the waste, everything would be fine. So what do you say to people who insist that you cut the waste?
Well, I think at this point, because of the last couple of years of lack of funding, we've all cut down to the bare bone. There's very little that we can cut at this point moving forward. We do have to educate our kids and give them the proper education so they can be successful later in life. And the payback that our community gets after the kids leave our school districts to further help our communities comes back to a quality education. And we are about as creative as anybody can be, and it's amazing what educators and administrators have been able to do with the lack of funding over the last couple of years and still provide a quality education. I think any of our school districts would open our door to anybody that wanted to come see it even firsthand of what takes place in the classroom, and that's with the nonsense and the cuts that we've continued to take in Springfield year after year.
Well, all we can do at this point is hope that your efforts are successful. And we will continue to keep abreast of it, and we'll have you back in if there's anything to report. John Kilgore, did you have one more comment?
I was just going to say be on the lookout for hashtag PassIllinoisBudget. That's hashtag PASSIL budget. And that's going to be something we're hoping to carry some momentum for this cause of bipartisan support for passing of a budget.
John Kilgore is the superintendent of Pontiac's District 90. He's been our guest this morning. Thanks for coming in, John.
Thank you, Todd.
Brian Dukes is the superintendent of Pontiac's District 429. He's been our guest as well. Brian, good talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
And Jerry Ferris is the superintendent of Flanagan Cornell District 74. Jerry, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you, Todd.
I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.